The next patient is Janet Walkowicz, Walkowicz, like in Zulu. First name, Janet, J-A-N-E-T. This is the clinical case of a 78-year-old white female that was recently admitted to the hospital because of prerenal azotemia, hypercalcemia, and mental changes. The reason for the hypercalcemia is unknown. The hyperparathyroidism was ruled out, as well as the malignancy. The CT scans were negative. We were able to correct the hypercalcemia and also the prerenal azotemia. She has a baseline serum creatinine that is 1.7. The patient has also a no evidence of significant proteinuria. Number two, the patient has a bipolar disorder, and she says that ever since the clonopin 0.5 milligrams TID was stopped in the hospital, she is having a lot of problems. She's unable to cope with life, and she wants to be able to go back. My recommendation is to take one tablet every day and see the way she reacts. Number three, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension. She has been taking carvedilol, amlodipine, hydralazine, and a loop diuretic. Today's blood pressure in the office is 85/46. The patient is also on a Carapress patch TTS1. I'm going to stop the use of hydralazine altogether. The husband is going to monitor the blood pressure and report that in the office in order to make more adjustments if necessary. Following number, the patient has coronary artery disease that is stable. Following number, vitamin D deficiency that is on supplementation. The patient has stenosis of the esophagus that has to be dilated from time to time. And for those purposes, the patient goes to the office of Dr. P.J. Patel. We are going to check the uric acid during the next visit. Following number, anemia that is associated to chronic kidney disease. The hemoglobin is 9.9. If there is a tendency to have iron deficiency or the anemia deterioration, we will refer her to the Florida Cancer Center for treatment. Reevaluation in 3 months with laboratory workup.